Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Right after the hour, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's been part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Vicki Oliver's here. Vicki's back, folks. She's an 8-year member of our Brain Trust, one of the top experts on development, on career development, I should say. She's the author of Live Like a Millionaire Without Having to Be One, also Crazy Bosses, Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots, and, of course, 301 Smart Answers to Tough Interview Questions. Vicki, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me. I really love being here.
We love having you on the show too, Vicki. So two of the guys that I, one of them I knew personally, the other one I just knew about, said this once. This first one said this to me. Jack Ferris was the longtime president of the NFIB, and he said, the person you're going to be in 5 years will depend upon the book you read today and the people that you meet. And then Dave Longaberger, who created Longaberger Baskets, you may know about that. You need to go read about that story, folks. That's an unlikely success story. He said your success in life will ultimately depend upon the relationships that you build with other people. Now, that's two pretty smart guys, and I've never forgotten that. What do you think?
I agree. I love the first quote about it being a combination of the books you read and yep. the people mm-hmm. that you meet. But yes, it's mostly the people that you meet.
Well, that's right. I mean, think about this. Think about whatever success you have today. Think about any particular thing about your life that you are really happy about. You're so glad that it happened. And then follow the trail of people back to the headwaters of that thing, right? I mean, I think when I do that, I want to go back and I got like 100 people I need to thank. Thank you for bumping into me in line at that restaurant. Who knows where to start, right?
Exactly. I mean, for example, if you are in a job and somebody wrote you a letter of recommendation for that particular job, you know,
right.
or if they introduced you to the person who is now your supervisor, or any number of things, you know, maybe even you went and you got the job on your own, but during the interview, the person asked you if you knew X and Y, you know, and you did.
Right.
That type of thing.
Right.
Right. Relationships are sort of the secret elixir, like the thing that makes us, you know, makes our careers.
And there are lots of different kinds of relationships. I mean, there are people who've influenced my life who maybe I didn't even know them that well before. And the way others can contribute to your life and the way you can contribute to other people's lives, maybe just
right.
doing a kindness. Who knows when a kindness could be the difference, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's true. You know, helping an older person, like, go across the street, you know. Just recommending somebody if they don't even hear about it. That type of kindness mm-hmm. is often wonderful.
Mm-hmm. So you've got some ideas. You've got some building blocks you want to talk about.
Well, one of my favorite quotes is by somebody named Wilson Meisner, who was a playwright. Mm-hmm. And in the 1930s, Meisner said, "Be kind to everyone on the way up. You will meet the same people on the way down."
Exactly.
And I think that's just great advice.
I agree with that.
You meet the same people, you know?
Right. The way I heard that was, be careful who you step on the way up, because you'll meet them on the way down. So
okay, well, that's a little more sinister.
I know it. Well, you know that you expect that from me, though, Vicki. So what do we need to know? What are some of these building blocks?
Well, first of all, I think just to be aware that you have to create relationships. So, for example, when I reach out to somebody on LinkedIn, even if I don't know them that well, or maybe I met them once at an in-person networking mm-hmm. event, you know, when we still had them pre-pandemic, even if I'm not sure if I how I imagine that one day I will meet that person in person. You know, it's not just an online relationship. Like, to me, the online relationships are a building bridge to actual real relationships. So that would be the first thing, just to be conscious of it. That person today, that receptionist, that secretary, you know, your LinkedIn contact, you want to basically befriend the people that you run across.
Mm-hmm. That's, yeah, well, and exactly. And you want them to think that that interaction wasn't just about you, right?
Yes. Yeah, I think that that's really important also.
That means you have to do something that talk show hosts aren't great at. You have to listen.
Absolutely. everything. When you write a review of a let's go to books. When you write a review of a book that you've read, you know, there's the possibility that you might, in fact, run into that person. You might meet that person. You know, to be generous with things like that. Be generous with praise.
Well, there's no question about it, and there's just so many different opportunities. But you know, there's a there's something called the law of reciprocity, and my friend, you used a man's name, Meisner, probably no relation, but Ivan Meisner, my good friend and the founder of Business Network International, BNI, says he converts the law of reciprocity into this. He says, givers gain.
Yeah.
And
I think that's really true.
It is. And there's another term in the Bible that I love. It's talking about I don't remember where it is, but something about doing something with a glad heart. When you help other people, whenever you're building a relationship, do it with a glad heart, because if you don't, it comes across that you didn't do it with a glad heart, and people pick up on that. We have antenna that pick up on attitude, and we're capable of nuances. Do something with a glad heart, in my opinion, or maybe almost don't do it. I'm not sure. If you don't do it with a glad heart, I'm not sure you're getting the you know, everybody's getting the benefit of it. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Right. It's funny you mentioned that. I'm actually working right now on an article about writing letters of recommendation, you know. And my first piece of advice is not to write one unless you really, A, want to write it, you know, and then have the time to write it. And then it really helps if you actually know the person well. You know, it depends on what the letter of recommendation is. Sometimes their job
Hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. Going to come right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.